Into my face.
Listen, kid, the last round was tough, I know, but you got life on the ropes. Now get back out there!
Oh, I could dry my face and go back to sleep.
Come on, Molly, you ain't no bum. You're a contender. You got heart, you got guts, you got... Wait a minute, Molly, don't you got somewhere you need to be?
What?
You've got that learn to kick life in the balls workshop.
No, I don't. I've changed my mind.
You can't change your mind. You already paid.
Stop annoying me. I'm trying to sleep. Sleep is very healing. More healing than getting up and going to some stupid workshop. I'm going to stay here and sleep. Probably for the rest of my life.
No, you don't. You have to get your fight on and get us out of this place. I can't spend the rest of my imaginary life bunking with you and your old uni bestie.
For those witness to this lovelorn pay-per-view title bout, here's the tale of the tape. I'm Molly, the hapless and homeless palooka of this riches-to-rags story, where my ex left me down for the count with nothing but my belongings, an imaginary corner man, and an irresistible need to throw in the towel. I've never been a fighter. I'm more of a runner and hider. If I get up and start trying to wrestle my emotional problems into submission, I'm going to pull a muscle.
I know it's hard, but the world's not all sunshine and rainbows, Toots. It's a mean and nasty place, and life doesn't care how tired or scared you are. It will beat you to your knees and keep you there if you let it.
Is that your idea of a pep talk?
Yes! Now get into that shower and go to that stupid workshop so you can start kicking life's balls and finding a decent place for you and your imaginary sparring partner to live.
Oh, right, I'm going. I'm already a little cranky anyway.
Time to get back in the ring, slugger!
I've come to...
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Hi. Did you want something?
You?
What?
I wanted to ask you if you wanted a real date to...
To what?
To breakfast this morning. Can't go to a family wedding on an empty stomach.
I can't. I have to get ready.
Isn't that this afternoon?
Exactly. I have less than 6 hours. I have nothing to wear. My hair looks like yak wool and I have a stress rash. But if you're not doing anything, could you...
Look after my grandson?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. It's something I promised to teach him anyway.
Hello, Millie.
Oh, Molly. My name tag says Molly.
Of course it does. So, Millie, are you ready to regain the rage and give your life the kickstart it needs?
No, not really.
You know, I too have had my doubts. I wasn't always the super confident emotional evangelist you see before you. I too have been hit in the face by life. Until recently, I was a lowly part-time counter clerk in a busy employment agency, one I may or may not have been fired from. But it was there I realised I had the rare ability of bringing a rich flow of simmering anger out of people who are emotionally constipated and giving them the opportunity to channel it in the right direction. To be fair, it was usually at me.
I've changed my mind. Suddenly I just don't feel all that angry.
Not to worry. A few hours with me and I'll have you good and pissed off.
Hello, Delilah. I'm Vivian. I'll be looking after you today.
Thanks for squeezing me in.
How long is it since your last appointment?
Longer than I'd like to admit.
Roots never lie. Are you a self-colourer?
Forgive me, hairdresser, for I have sinned.
I'll make two more appointments and drink this glass of champagne.
No, oh, I didn't know returning to the fold would taste so sweet.
You're lucky you've got me today. I'm known as the miracle worker. There's no hair problem. I can't... Oh, my God.
My split ends can't be that bad.
Julian, Adrian, can you come here, please? Is that what I think it is?
What?
That's disgusting.
I'm not going grey, am I?
In all my years of hairdressing, I've never seen anything like it.
You're scaring me. What?
I'm sorry, Miss Grant. We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Molly, it's time. Put on the gloves.
Wow, these are really heavy.
As heavy as carrying around all that emotional baggage? Get in there and face your psychological demons.
Can't I just take my demons out for a nice cup of tea?
You have to face them, Molly. Imagine the cause of all your frustration is standing in front of you. What would you want to say to them?
Yeah, that's right, Molly. What do you want to say to me?
Go away.
Is that all you've got?
Yeah, is that all you've got?
Physicalize and don't drop your left. You're leaving yourself wide open.
Yeah, you're leaving yourself wide open.
Ouch, stop poking me. It hurts.
Worse than the pain you're carrying inside? Hit them, Molly.
Yeah, hit me.
I don't want to do this.
Come on, do you want to be life's punching bag?
No.
Who is it that hurt you?
I love you, Molly. I'm just not in love with you. How could you want to be with me when I want to be with someone else? She makes me happy, Molly, in a way that you never could.
Six, seven, eight, nine.
She's up. Plucky Molly Maguire is back on her feet.
Can you see the face of the person that gave you all those emotional hits?
Molly, Molly, are you okay?
Yes, I can.
Do you want to live with the pain for the rest of your life?
No, I don't.
Then get back on your feet and hit them.
Hit me!
How did it feel, champ?
Huh?
How did it feel, champ?
Great.
Great. Then you're ready to take on the real thing.
But what if they refuse to listen?
Then we'll find a way to make sure you're hurt.
Come on, Yuli. More dancing, less bouncing. Dee will kill me if you break anything else, and you really should take off those shoes, otherwise... Yuli! Are you okay? Oh, thank God. It's just a shoe and not another bone. I think this is broken beyond repair. Let's just put it away, mate, and pretend it didn't happen, okay?
Hello?
Shh. Quick, hide it. Where? I don't know anywhere.
What's going on?
Hey, you're home. You look exactly the same.
Yuli, what's that behind your back?
What? Nothing. Do you want tea? Wine? Or something stronger?
Ulysses, show me what you've got. Give it to me. Is that my shoe?
It was an
accident. Ulysses! I can't believe you did that! Can't I have just one nice thing? Something that you haven't ruined? Can't I have anything that doesn't get broken?
I'm not broken. Yuli's not broken. Well, maybe he's a little broken, but that's beside the point. And if you would just listen to me for half a second, I'm trying to tell you that I think you're marvellous and I would love to take you to this awful wedding even if you have to make like Cinderella and hobble around in one shoe.
You don't have to yell at me.
Oh, Delilah, come here. I'm...
Get away. You can't touch me.
So you don't want me to come with you to the wedding?
I'm not going.
Why?
I've got nits.
Why are you here?
I'm Molly's anger coach. Why are you here?
I'm her friend and she asked me to bring my camera and three bags of toilet paper.
You're both here to help me. Now, shh.
Molly needs to clear her emotional blockage.
Please don't tell me that's what the paper's for. I know we're best mates, but there are some things friends shouldn't...
Yuck, gross. I'm not using the paper, okay? I'm throwing it.
And why are you holding that massive cream pie?
Thought I might get hungry?
Shut up, both of you. This is a stealth mission. Codename, Make Molly Heard. Camera ready?
Can you even use that thing?
I'm still learning.
Then put it down and use your phone like a real person. This is Molly's moment. We don't want to miss it.
Why is it that every time I see you, I feel irrationally angry?
See? I told you, it's a gift.
Stop bickering or I'm going to chicken out.
Sorry. Phone's rolling. Ready to hit the field?
No.
I'm here to collect...
Molly Maguire. She's going to be here overnight.
You've arrested her?
Nope. She just refuses to leave. She's a sweet kid. We couldn't just chuck her out. Not after she told us what her ex did. Sounds like a real piece of work.
Yeah, right. Could you please give her this?
Prisoners aren't allowed to have electronic devices.
Lucky she's not in custody then.
Fair point. Just got a little official there. I'll take it into her. What's on it?
Stealth mission. Codename? Make Molly Heard.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
They've probably locked you up and thrown away the key by now, so we thought we'd try and give you a little closure. That's him. Right, let's go. And bring the pie.
Hey, you. Slug it. How can you live with yourself out while you do that?
What?
How can you live with it?
Yeah? No, I can't understand you, mate. Spit out that stupid mouth guard.
How could you do that to Molly?
Oh, get out of my way, you clown.
You call me a clown? At least I ain't a bum. You know, she's been dragged in by the cops, could you?
She's a big girl. If she decides to go off her rocker and start throwing loo rolls, that's not my fault.
Hey, sorry. Just one more thing. I got a message from her for you.
Oh, I still can't understand you.
Then understand this.
Hey, can't we be sensible? This is an expensive... No, put that pipe...
Oh! I just got one thing to say. To my girl in jail. Yo, Molly. I did it!
Ain't gonna be no rematch! Ain't gonna be no rematch!
I'm here to rescue you!
I don't need rescuing.
Not from this place. You know you're not really arrested, don't you? You can literally walk out at any time.
It's peaceful in here. At least it was until you arrived.
No, I'm here to rescue you from your emotional imprisonment. The only way you're going to get over me once and for all is to let me have it.
Zach's just done that for me.
Come on, Molly, I'm ready. These imaginary shoulders are very broad.
You know, I'm just not that mad at you anymore. The person I'm furious at is me.
What are you talking about?
I must have known what was going on. On some level, I must have had some idea of what you were doing, and I just ignored it because I was too frightened of losing you. So, I lay down like a doormat and let you walk all over me. And how dare I treat myself like that?
Does that mean you're over it?
I guess it does.
Well, then why am I still here?
I like having you around.
Well, fair enough. It's your mind.
You're clean.
Thanks, Dee. Your turn.
I'm sorry. Not exactly how you imagined our first date, I'm guessing.
Well, I did think there would be more cake. More dancing and less head lice. What did your mum say when you told her you couldn't go because you had nits?
It was the first time I've actually heard my mother lost for words. Small victories. I'm glad I didn't go.
I'm glad you didn't go too.
I'm glad we didn't go together.
You know, there are other things we could not do together.
Really? What did you not have in mind?
Oh, I could not kiss you right now.
Why don't you then?
Oh my God, Mother, what are you doing? And what have you done with my son?
We shaved his head. Don't you think it suits him?
No, I just can't live without you.
Moving On is a Cinema Viscera production starring Kate O'Connor as Molly, Dave Lamb as the two Jakes, Simon Godfrey as Zach, Christina Benton as Delilah, Benji Groenewegen as Sam, Shannon Coolapatch as the counter clerk, and Ulysses as himself. With special guest stars Jarita Winslow as Vivian and Persephone, and Guy Davis as the sergeant. This is a five-part audio sitcom that has been written and directed by Perry Cummings and Paul Anthony Nelson, produced by Bronya Doyle, and sound mixed by Christina Benton. Thanks for listening. Please tell your friends we're here and feel free to listen to the whole thing again. We'll see you for season 2.